A Hopeful Outlook. Hello there and welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Amy Beckham.
I'd say I'm cautiously optimistic about the outlook right now and probably more optimistic than I have been in several years. Of course, not because of demand growth, but just challenges with supply.
Daniel Green, CEO of Burley Stabilization Corporation out of Springfield, provides his take on the Burley tobacco markets this year.
I think with the Burley market, we're seeing a better, more balanced market worldwide, and we're seeing still strong demand for U.S. Burley. Our supplies have gotten down where we're only producing, if according to USDA, 79 million pound crop this year, which is a far cry from where we were 10 years ago. But things are stabilizing, you know, and for the growers that are out there, I think they can expect to see a good, strong market.
Well, for the past several years, the tobacco market hasn't been as strong, but Green says he believes their growers continue to provide a good quality product and says that pays off in the end.
From what I've seen of the crop, the quality is good. The yields aren't what they would like to see, but that should spur some strong buying. So I think export demand is looking a little better than it has the last few years. And domestically, you know, the companies are committed to sustaining good quality Burley for their cigarette products. So we're hopeful to see good buying from our domestic manufacturers as well.
And about a year and a half ago, the corporation formed Genomera, a hemp company to help provide alternative crops for tobacco growers.
Our approach with that has been to create an integrated company that has the ability to get good quality hemp grown and to process it into a form that's ready for manufacture into product. So far, it's been very successful for the growers, but without a doubt, the hemp market is very unstable, and unfortunately, we are seeing an oversupply of hemp at the farm level. But the market in general, I think, for finished products, it's strong. We just have to find a balance point between supply and demand.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Amy Beckham.